Let me ask you this, Randy. So if the New Jerusalem, the throne of the New Jerusalem, and Jesus will reign from there, why would any of us want to be, say, over in Europe if we could be with Jesus in Jerusalem? How would you address that type of thinking?
Well, I would say that even now we're told that Jesus dwells in us, and there is an indwelling Christ who is present with us. And I think in the new heavens and the new earth, we could easily explore the new Mars, the new Andromeda galaxy, which are part of the new heavens and new earth, because remember, there's a correspondence between the original heavens and earth and the new heavens and earth. It's a redeemed heavens and earth, not one that has never existed, but a redeemed one. And so could somebody travel to the far reaches of the galaxy or far reaches of other galaxies and still have Christ present with them? Absolutely. First, God is everywhere present, so he is omnipresent. Secondly, Christ in a very special way even now indwells us. How much more might he indwell us so that we could have a two-way conversation with Christ where we could talk to him, he talks back to us? Would that be a problem for him if we were light years distant? No. But he does specially dwell in the New Jerusalem, and I would take it that all of his God's children would periodically come and visit him there face to face. But could the eternally incarnate Christ also manifest himself, physically appear to someone who is in another part of the new earth or another part of the solar system or galaxy? Absolutely. I think that would be absolutely no problem for him at all.